Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, welcome back. It's the Justin Brayton Shootout Weekend, part of the Riverside Raceway events. And we appreciate Justin Brayton joining us here from his home in beautiful North Carolina, Charlotte, North Carolina, to be exact. And also the Best of the Midwest Weekend as well with Cody Gilmore and company. Absurd After Party is a tremendous podcast. If you want to be totally entertained and just immerse yourself in all that is motorcycling and motocross, we invite you to join Denny Stevenson and the great guests. Incredible stories. Debo's Absurd After Party. Look for it online. Also, Pit Pass, wherever you get your podcast, you can look for us as well. 16 years and counting. They haven't kicked us off the air yet. Part of the Evergreen Podcast System. Also from the iHeart Studios in Des Moines, Iowa. Scott Casper with you. Denny, this is your opportunity, I think. Just go one-on-one, if you would, with Justin, because it's not too often we get to talk with a guy who's absolutely climbed the ranks of some very talented folks, but has just represented us very well. And you heard Gilly talk about this, that he goes to foreign countries and knows how to race no matter where he goes.
Yeah, that is such a cool thing, you know. What is your favorite country you've been to? It's a very cliche question, but you know, we get to only hit so many, and a lot of times I realize that for a few times all I was seeing was the airport and hotel and arena, not actually getting to go out there and see what was going on in the world. Besides that, where'd you get your best cup? Because I love those European cups. I mean, the world. European, I have like a third one that I hang in my middle of my house and put lights on it.
Yeah, the cups are awesome. I mean, the trophies over there are incredible, and I would say my favorite country is Australia. It's
kind of like a second home right now, right?
I mean, it really is. Yeah, we spend a few months of the year there, and it's so similar to the U.S., but then it's so much different, if that makes sense. Mainly because there's no language barrier. It's a beach country, so basically everyone lives on the beach. The people are so nice; they really like Americans. Where when you go to Europe, if you ask somebody where a coffee shop is, you may not be able to understand them. Or if they hear your voice or your accent or the way you talk, it's like, it's that way, and it's just a field that way. So I would say Australia, but I cherish each and every one of my trips. Just a few years ago, going back to the whole pressure thing and all that, I basically made a decision. Either I'm done racing, I'm going to retire from racing and be done, or I create my own program and do supercross because that's what I enjoy, motocross to me. It's awesome when you're in it. It's a grind. And now, basically, I was 31 years old or something at the time. Like, I want to create my own program to where I race supercross around the world because there's so many supercrosses, really, that I'd never been to. And I'm friends with a lot of the promoters, and so that helps a lot with relationships over the years. But and that's what I did. And Australia, Geneva, I think I'm the only one to ever win the Paris overall, the Geneva
overall.
You
were King of Bercy then, right?
Yep. I was King of Bercy.
Did you ever, Prince?
They didn't have that. There was only King.
Only King. Yeah. I remember there was a few times when Bowman had
that. Yeah, 125, yeah, I believe, and 250 when they had at the time. Yep. So, yeah, I've been, I believe, all three European races in the same year I won. I'm the most or all-time race winner or record for being King of Geneva. I won it for the fifth time last year. I was tied with Villeman and Marvin Musquin, and I beat them last year, so that's pretty cool. And honestly, to see them names on those trophies, like,
it's amazing.
It's RJ, it's Wardy, it's Bale, probably Bradshaw, yeah. Bale, McGrath. It's like, and Bercy to have my name on that forever, that's super special. And then to win, first ever to win three in a row in Australia, which that's super cool. And in Australia, I get to take my family, so I cherish those moments. I mean, at one point, my daughter.
How far around the country of Australia, like where you're center or living, like how far are your trips each round?
The furthest trip is like a 3-hour flight.
That's pretty nice.
Yeah, and that's only one. We can drive to two of them, and then the other like 2-hour flights.
How many rounds is it?
It's only 5 rounds. One of the rounds is in New Zealand this year.
Is that part of that Aussie X deal?
Yeah, they have. Well, it's Australian Supercross Series, and then they have the Aussie X Open, which is the last round, and then now there's a round in New Zealand. So yeah, it's amazing. We raced in New Zealand last year. That was incredible. Last year we went, it was crazy, but we went Australia to Paris, back to New Zealand to Geneva. Like it was, I racked up so many miles last year. But it's back to what you guys were saying, what Cody was saying. Like, I know I only get one shot at this deal. One life. We all get one life. How do you want to live it? And we all have that choice. And my choice is to live it up and take my family around the world. And my daughter's been to Australia. This will be her 4th time going. At one point, she had spent more time in Australia than she had in the U.S.
And that's amazing. I mean, that's just memories.
Cool.
Yeah.
And she went to school. She went to a preschool last year in Australia. And
does she have an accent?
She started to, actually.
I remember I would go to, we go to Loretta's for a week and then Oklahoma for a week in Ponca, and we'd come back with like a twang in your voice.
Yeah. A funny story about that. I was sitting in a barbershop getting my haircut, and my daughter was with me, and she said, my daughter said, "Daddy, I got to go potty." I was like, "Okay, we can." And the lady that's coming, she just starts busting up laughing. She's like, "Did she just say she wants to go party?" But they say potty.
Potty. Over there. Like Dino.
My 3-year-old daughter at the time's wanting to go potty, but
well, I appreciate you having me. I have utmost respect for you. Admire your career. It's been amazing to watch. You know, you have some good friends that I have, you know, fellow friends with Budman, who's helped mm-hmm. coach your career and who I love and adore as well. Keep rocking, man. I keep rolling. Keep kicking those kids' ass in the whoops.
And that's right.
And then stop crashing like that was in the first turn, man. That was
that was crazy. But no, thanks so much for coming. I mean, there's a short list of people that I would love to have here, and you've been on the list since day one. I mean, you've been a huge inspiration to me, and I know to a lot of people in this area. So, man, thank you. And it goes all the way back to the beginning of my career before I had even raced a pro race. I was chasing you around at a track in Iowa. So, man, thank you so much. I respect you a ton, and hopefully we'll keep doing this thing for many years.
Awesome. We want to apologize to Eli Tomac. We need to get him on tonight, maybe next week.
Yeah. Is Eli still in the parking lot?
He's waiting outside.
Waiting outside. All right, big round of applause for Justin Brayton, obviously Denny Stevenson, Chad Swap-Pedersen, Cody Gilmore, Matt Byton, Mark Bunnell, Tony Wink, and of course each and every one of you. Don't forget, tune us in at Absurd After Party, also at Pit Pass Motor Racing Weekly. For Tony Wink and the balance, Jack and Leanne DeLeon, I'm Scott Cash for speaking. We'll talk to you next week on Pit Pass. Looking forward to it. Thanks for joining us.
Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.